Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing
what you're gonna do.
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
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 Radio. Your program is the old Triple Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airwaves, sharing with you the divine word of truth. I thank you for allowing me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me in your living room space. I hope and pray that you had a beautiful time at Mass. You that attended Mass, various churches around the world, and I know that God met you there. Well, I want those of you that wasn't able to attend church of your choice on today to share, hallelujah, your presence with the old Ship of Zion on today. God will bless you real good for being a blessing to this program. And I hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that all is well with you and yours. And continually to be well, hallelujah, with you and yours. And we want to send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones in the last 72 hours, last 48 hours, the last 24 hours, the last 12 hours, last 8 hours. We want to also send prayers out to those that was devastated in that earthquake, the worst in 80 years. We want you to keep them in mind, in your heart, and in your prayers. We are to be helpers one to another. So I'm just asking those of you to be mindful of those that are in an atrocity at this time. And you that has lost loved ones, may it be parents, grandparents, aunt or uncle, son or daughter, niece or nephew, friends or colleague, doctor, nurse, caregiver, whatever the case might be, just know that our prayers are with you and we're praying for you. And may God bless you at this time. All right, we're going to now go on into our intro prayer. We'll always come across with the intro prayer. We're introducing Jesus to some and presenting him to others. He is the Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ, and he is our soon coming Messiah. Hallelujah. He's gone to prepare a place for us. And he said that where he is, we shall be also. But until that day that he cracked those clouds, one historical day, we will continually to come before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west. We will continue in God's itinerary that he has planned out for you and I. We'll continue our hands held to the plow, looking forward and upward, never to look back. For the word of God said, anyone that look back, hallelujah, with his hands on the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So we want to just keep moving upward on this journey, this uphill battle, because we are in a battle. We're in a war. Hallelujah. But I don't want to get too ahead of myself, because that's going to be implemented in today's sermon. But we're asking you, Father God, hallelujah, and we're so thankful that you allowed us to unite and to come together, God, and we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured, a love like no other, God. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity again around this spectrum, God. And as I first stated, we will continue coming as pilgrims through this barren land. And I'm asking you, God, on today to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. Hallelujah. But I want you, God, hallelujah, that enable me and strengthen me, God, as your servant. I want to be able to bring a word to encourage someone whose heart is heavy, they're heavy laden, God. They need a word from you. They need to hear a word, God. They need an uplift spirit that they can keep on keeping on, knowing that they have you in their corner, God, in their midst. They have saints of God all around the earth that is in their corner, that's standing with them and by them, and that they're not alone. So I just want to be an instrument, God, to be used by and through God. Hallelujah to a hurting heart that's hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we won't take, hallelujah, no credit, but we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, marvelous name. And we'll allow the church to say amen and amen. And we have our call-in number. It will be after this program, after the sermon is finished, then you're welcome to call in. When I turn the service over into the Hymns of Zion, that's your signal. You can call in if you have a prayer petition that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf. You're most certainly inspired to call the number that's, hallelujah, that on your monitor. And the number is 646-200-3074. The second number is 877-598-8654. Those numbers again are 646-200-3074. Second number is 877-598-8654. If you have a testimony that you want to share, you can call in and share the blessings that God has presented in your life. We're eager to hear from you. And so now, without any further ado, we're going to go on into our live program that's already in progression. And we're going to take our first key scripture out of the law of Ephesians. Let's see. Ephesians 6:16. And our sermon will be All Hell Break Loose and Hyphenated the Beginning of Sorrow. I want to say that one more time. All hell break loose, the beginning of sorrow. And we're going to read our first key scripture at this time. And it reads this: above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Hallelujah. One. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6:16. And we're going to go and we're going to read our second key scripture for today. And it reads this. Hallelujah. It says that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this age. That scripture reading is coming from the law of Ephesians 6:12. Hallelujah. You might say, Overseer, what would you mean by all hell is breaking loose? Well, I'll tell you, all you have to do, turn on your radio, turn on your TV, your cable TV, your local TV news. Pick up you a newspaper from the newspaper stand. Then you can go online and you'll see all the events that is unfolding around the globe as we know it. And so I think that It's a time benefiting this sermon on today. All hell break loose. Hallelujah. Now, how can the family prevail amid experiences of abuse, incest, hallelujah, adultery, infidelity, deception, jealousy, sibling rivalry, hallelujah, low self-worth, and neglect? We find out that Paul offers a helpful way in which family members can relate to each other. He proposes a family in which mutual submission is expressed in humility, love, and service. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Ephesians 5:21-28. Paul's ideal family is one in which Christ is molded in his everlasting capacity. Our love, marriage, is an indissoluble union of body and spirit. And children are taught and nurtured in God's love. Now, we know that the balance to maintain a strong family relationship is fought not only by human effort. The battle we engage in is for our families, and it's not just sociological, but it's spiritual. Paul makes it clear that believers must be strong, and because they are in a spiritual battle against the devil, which is evil, the believer needs a divine armor in order to stand. And Paul recommended defensive equipment of truth, righteousness, faith, salvation, and the gospel of peace, as well as the offensive equipment of the sword of the Spirit to aid us in withstanding every trial. Although the force of evil may be hostile and aggressive, they do not have a defeat. They do not have to defeat you and I. But we are fighting from the position of victory, because we have the Lord of hosts with you and I. And the armor of God is our defense. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we also know that as we tune in to our local television, we want to listen to what's going on around the world, sports or the world news or U.S. news. And so we tune into the meteorology, and occasionally he points to a map and says something like this: I'm afraid that things are going to get worse before they get better. You and I know that such a forecast could very well have applied to Israel. When God sent Moses to free his people from slavery in Egypt, the barometer of events was failing rapidly, and the dark, ominous sky of oppression would soon break forth into a churning and flashing storm of cruelty unleashed by Pharaoh. But Moses had appealed to Pharaoh to let the Hebrews go into the desert to worship God. But the king accused them of loafing on the job. And that scripture reading can be found in the law of Exodus 5:1-17. So he multiplied their workload, and the situation went from bad to horrible. And verse 18, so Moses, he cried out in bitterness to the Lord. For an explanation, verse 22 down through 23. He found it hard to believe that a glorious Exodus could be just around the corner. The plans of the Lord were not being frustrated, however, before conditions would get better for his children. God tested them, and we are being tested today by everything that we hear and we see. We see that we are in wars and rumor wars. We are in tornadoes. We're in desert storms. We're in earthquakes. We're into the fire zone. We're into tsunamis. Hallelujah. But we know that the children of God had been tested. And God had tested them. And we are being tested by allowing their suffering to increase. And we know that our suffering here on planet Earth is going to increase before it decreases. Even when me and you and you and us and we as the children of God as a nation, when we are obedient to the Lord and the skies of adversity may not always clear immediately and our circumstances may get worse before they improve as I foresee. But praise God, His grace will sustain you and I and us, and the storm will pass. But we must have faith in God. We know that the sun will soon shine again. Through darkness, your path and my path may be today. We know that His love has planned yours and mine and ours. Hallelujah, path. All we need to do is have faith in God. Have faith always. It's always rewarding and fresh to know that it's always the darkest before the dawn. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We thank you, oh gracious Heavenly Father. We thank you. And we know that, hallelujah, David, he fled from the home of the priest in Nob with Saul in hot pursuit. He made his way to Gath, the home of his enemy, where he was instantly recognized and brought before the king, Achish. David's fame was celebrated everywhere in the story and song. He had slain thousands of Philistines. You can read in the law of 1 Samuel 21:11. Reputation established at the expense of betrayal of Philistine. At the expense of betrayal of Philistine women and children. Here was an opportunity to take revenge. And that's what's happening in our world today. We are having a Philistine assault on God's people. On those that standing up for the sake of Christ, for the sake of the gospel. Hallelujah, being killed. Hallelujah, as we live in this today's world. Hallelujah. David, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He lost his nerve in terror. He pretended madness. He scratched on the doors of the gate and let his saliva fall down on his beard. And we are told that Asher dismissed him with contempt. And he said, "Shall this fellow come into my house broken and utterly humiliated?" David flew to Adullam in Judea. Close by was a hill honeycombed with caves. Into one of those holes he crept along. As he experienced the solitude of the cave, hallelujah, at the nadir of his life and surrounded by enemies, David began to reflect on God's tender, faithful love. And you and I can reflect today on that same God and His tender love for you and I. When you and I and us are afraid, we can trust in God. He said, "I will trust in you." He wrote Psalms 56:3. "You numbered my wandering, put my tears into your bar." Perhaps you are in a cave today, those of you that are out there in my digital listening audience, you too can say, in God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid, verse 11. I have no reason to fear, for Jesus my Savior is near. I'll trust the Lord and his power to save and to keep me each hour. We know that loneliness is being unaware of the one who is with you and I everywhere. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we also know that in a Roman gladiator who fought using only a neck and a trident, of all the weapons available to those warriors who often battled to their death, these men were given two items, a piece of webbing and three pronged spears. When they entered the arena, their survival depended on how well they used their weapon. Well, in the spiritual battle that we're facing, you and I, on today, as Christians, God has chosen our weapons. Though we walk in the flesh, we do not war against to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God. For pulling down stronghold. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of 2 Corinthians 10:3-4. It's worth pausing to look at ourselves in the mirror of Ephesians 6:10-18. To see if you and I are properly equipped with the whole armor of God. From the helmet of salvation to the shoes of the gospel of peace. We are to be protected and armed for a conflict. And that depends not on human strength, but on the power of God. When you and I realize the nature of that warfare and the forces against you and I, it is foolish to depend on self, but to enter the fray with anything except our God-given weapons. Does all the world seem against you on today? And you're in the battle alone, so it seems. It's often when you are most helpless that God's mighty power is known. So I want to speak to you and those who wait on the Lord. The Lord shall renew yours and mine and our strength on today. Hallelujah. And last and final scripture. We know that praying is a powerful weapon in the war between God and Satan. That's what we're encountering on today. We're having a weaponry of wars on the battleground between God and satanic force. Hallelujah. But we're told that Daniel, he was so disturbed by a revelation about Israel's future that he could do nothing except fast and pray. And when you and I can do nothing, we can get down on our knees. We can fast. And we can get back from the table and we can pray. So we're told that Daniel, he fasted 3 weeks. Hallelujah. And later a heavenly messenger appeared saying that God had sent him. When Daniel prayed, but that the prince of Persia had detained him. That's verse 10 to 13. And this prince was an evil spirit who sought to influence the ruler of Persia to oppose his God plan. He had detained God's messenger until the archangel Michael came to his aid. And a cosmic conflict between good and evil is continually being fought in the invisible spirit world. Paul reminds you and I that it involves Christians. He listed the spiritual armor and weaponry that we needed for the battle in his time is the same weaponry that we need for battle in this era. And that scripture reading is coming out of the law of Ephesians 6:13-17. Then he added, praying always. We know that our prayers can have a significant impact on the outcome of those spiritual battles. May we therefore faithfully pray as we fight the good fight. That scripture reading is coming out loud, 1 Timothy 1 and 18. We know that something happens when we pray. The powers of evil lose their sway. We gain strength and fear gives way. So we know that Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint on his or her knees. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and to impact your heart as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you'd want the old Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to the God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are encouraged to send your correspondence to care of Overseer Janice Ward. Make it attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California. 1600 Gilroy, California, 95020. We're going to now turn the dynamics of this program and bring you hymns of Zion to encourage your heart and uplift your spirit. So I want you to go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to now go into hymns of Zion. Get you a good seat and be blessed. Till we meet again, cross these skyways and airways. You go in God and allow God to go in you. We're going to change the dynamics into hymns of Zion. Bye for now.
Yeah.